Matching and mirroring. Let me show you what I mean. See, when most people try and develop rapport, the thing that they usually try and do is they usually try and do it by the use of words. What percentage of your influencing tools do words represent when you get together with another human being?
7.
That's right, 7%. And yet, this is where 95% of all sales training is done, isn't it? Think about it. All the words you're supposed to use, all the closes you're supposed to do, all things you're supposed to say and when to say it and how to say it, all those things are focused on words in most sales trainings. Now, if you're focusing on words, which is what most people do to get rapport, they ask questions, listen to what they're saying, ask another question, try and find something in common through words, you got a problem because you're missing out on 93% of your tools. So you got to get beyond that and use more. You got to learn to use your voice qualities, which represent what percentage?
38.
That's right. 38% of what you're communicating comes through in voice cues or voice qualities. Tonality, tempo, timbre, keywords, etc. Now the key one, of course, is physiology. And physiology, again, represents what percentage? One more time?
55.
Thank you very much. 55%. This is the big one. See, you can use all the right words and still not get rapport. There's no guarantee. There is absolutely no guarantee you can get rapport with everyone if you limit yourself to words. But there's an absolute guarantee that if you learn to use your voice and your body in an effective way, you can get rapport with virtually everyone. That's a pretty big claim to make. And you shouldn't buy it. You should try it. And I'll show you specifically what it is. It's called matching and mirroring. What does it mean? It means when we study the best communicators in the entire country, the thing that we find out is that all of these people have something unique in common. And by the way, not all of them are aware of what they're doing. But the thing that they have in common is they become like the person that they're with. They become like the person they're with in the way that they use their voice, in the way they use their body, not just the words that they use. And what happens is this person starts feeling like they are like them. They become a mirror image of this person in voice and body. They match some of the same qualities back. What qualities specifically? Well, let's take a look at voice. Whether it was a top therapist, like somebody like Dr. Milton Erickson, probably the greatest medical doctor and hypnotherapist that ever lived, a guy who would take patients who everyone else had worked with for 5, 10, 15 years sometimes, and be able to turn that patient around in one session. Why? Because he got them to have so much rapport with him. They felt so responsive to him that he was able to affect not only their conscious thinking, but their unconscious thinking. How did he do it? He would mirror the voice qualities of the people he was communicating with and their body. In other words, if you went to see Dr. Erickson and you said, Dr. Erickson, I just don't think this is going to work. He'd say, well, sit down and let's talk about it. He'd use the same voice qualities, even the same physiology. And all of a sudden, this person feels comfortable. They don't know why, but they feel comfortable. Somebody else come in and say, Dr. Erickson, I don't think this is going to work. I don't even know why I'm here. And he'd say, well, sit down, let's just talk about it, okay? Now you say, Tony, aren't people going to notice this? You would be surprised. People don't do that. Most people don't notice half the things that are going on around them. Most people are in a deep trance. You know? Think about it. Most people say things like, you use hypnosis in your seminars, and I think, how stupid. The question in life is not, can you put somebody in a trance? The question is, can you get them out? You know, most people live in a trance, you know? So when you're talking, realize that. Most people, their bodies are here, but their brain is nearby. The point is this. But what he would do is he would connect with them and know they did not notice. They did not notice. He would also duplicate the way they use their body. Now, the same thing is true of top salespeople, and the same thing is true of you when you're at your best. All you got to do is go out and watch what you're doing when you're feeling like you're in rapport with someone. Look over, and all of a sudden you'll notice you're adopting similar body postures. Your voice volume or tempo may be going now at the same pace that this person's speaking. Instead of talking like this, if they're talking like this, if you're really in rapport, you probably drop down as well. So what are some aspects of voice, for example, that we could mirror? Well, there are a lot of them. One, of course, would be tonality. If you take on the same tone of voice as another person, you're going to have a heck of a lot more rapport than if you just go with whatever your normal tonality is. Another one would be tempo. Who's comfortable with people talking at this particular pace like I'm talking right now? What kind of people come to people talk like this all the time, talk like this? Come on, who, tell me, come on, who? People who do Federal Express commercials and people from New York City. If you're from New York, yes, you do talk a little bit more rapidly than most of the country, okay? How do people who talk more like this feel about people talk more like this, talking like this all the time, saying, what do you want to do? What is going to do this? And what are you going to do now? How do they feel about them? They don't trust them. Because they ain't like us, are they? Right? And the bottom line is, all of us, there's no right or wrong. But what we got to know is, do people make judgments just by the pace at which we speak as to who we are? You better believe it. Hey, in the first couple minutes of you seeing me here, you made judgments about who you thought I was. In 60 seconds, you make judgments. And so I got to somehow put across who I really am in that time. And so I chose not to come on all excited and so forth, because certain people in this culture would say, God, white-shoed salesman. I am an excited person. And I've tried to make sure that I tapped all three strategies in communicating with you, so that I can be excited, and if you're an excited kind of person, you'll feel that part of me. And I can be relaxed, and hear, you can be able to hear me, and I can also, at times, slow down and make sure that I feel what I'm feeling in my gut, and talk to you directly from there. So that hopefully I can make sure that all of you get the feeling of who I really am, and you don't make a judgment. Does that make sense? And that's what people do with you, they make judgments. So you want to become like them, so they make less judgments, and they get to hear your message, instead of judging what they think the messenger is about. And a lot of people, they make all kinds of bizarre ideas in their mind of who they think you are. They don't have a clue, usually. So just make sure that you look at voice tonality and tempo. What else? Volume. What kind of people, comfortable people, talk loud like this all the time? People who talk loud. How do people who talk quiet feel about people who talk loud? Yeah, they're obnoxious, aren't they? I mean, if they were intelligent, they'd be talking like us, wouldn't they? Do people make those kinds of generalizations? You bet. Absolutely. In fact, the opposite happens too, doesn't it? People talk loud. How do they feel about those people when they go, so, tell me what you think. What do you think? Come on, tell me. And the person goes, well, right? Come on, speak up. Be a real man, will ya? Right? People make all kinds of generalizations based on volume. So again, you want to be like the person you're with, so you feel that connection right away. Have you ever been in a situation where you really sincerely cared about somebody, but they didn't get it? I bet the answer is yes. And the reason is you just use a different style of communicating, and they link that other style to something that they once had an experience of and they don't want any more of. So you got to make sure you enter their world where they are. It's pretty darn critical. What are some other aspects? Well, certain key words people use quite often. In this program, I've used a lot of words. And if you think about it, what are some of the key words I use a lot that you've heard me use here? Think about what some of those are. What are some? You tell me. What a concept. Okay, that's true. What else?
Connect.
Okay, state.
Influence.
Power. Excellence. So what if you said, Tony, I've discovered a way in which we could positively and powerfully influence the quality of life, change people's states quickly and easily with deep connections of rapport. I'd be all ears. Wow, what an intelligent person. Because you'd be using all my words. And if I think I'm intelligent and you use my words, obviously you're intelligent too. Do people work that way? You bet they do. So you got tonality, timbre, the quality of the sounds, tempo, the pace, volume, keywords. There's no limit. You come up with some more. Now, let's look at physiology for a moment. What are some of the aspects of physiology, since that's the biggest piece? What are some aspects there that we could duplicate so that people immediately feel like we are like them? Well, one of them would obviously be the way you use your posture. A lot of people think that when you see the prospect, boom, you should be at this certain level. I believe you should be at level 10. You know, you're saying, well, Tony, this seems to be in conflict. You told me to get all passionate and get all excited, and now you're telling me, you know, that I need to be where they are. Listen, you can be passionate like this, or you can be passionate like this, or you can be passionate like this. You can be passionate and be at level 10 at different levels of people's experience. Does that make sense? You don't have to show them the whole iceberg. You can just give them a tip and let them know. They'll be able to feel that there's more there inside of you. But the thing I want you to experience, really, is I want you to think about, if you walk in and somebody's all downtrodden, it's sometimes overgrading to go, isn't it a great day? That's why some people who are positive thinkers are not appreciated, because they don't build rapport first. You want to align with that person and redirect, not just go, you're not happy? Whap, I'll make you happy, I'll make you happy, I'll make you happy. You got to be a little more elegant.